Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next half hour as we bring you some beautiful Christian music and continue with our series of messages on Bible doctrine as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Today we continue with the subtopic of the Great Tribulation. And Dr. Green looks in Revelation to discuss that. And we'll get to all of that in just a moment. But first, I want to ask you to take a moment to do something that will bless you and help us here at the program. That is to think of someone you know who does not hear the program and invite them to tune in. The radio station, call letters, or where to go on the internet, however you hear the program, let them know about it. It will be a blessing. Well, right now, let's hear He Lifted Me, and then the message.
Oh, praise His name, He lifted me. In loving kindness, Jesus came, my soul in mercy to reclaim. And from the depths of sin and shame, through grace He lifted me. From sinking sand He lifted me, with tender hand He lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh, praise His name, He lifted me. He called me long before I heard, before my sinful heart was stirred. But when I took at His word, forgiven He lifted me. From sinking sand He lifted me, with tender hand He lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh, praise His name.
Here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Lead us, our Father, today. Direct us, O God, by Thy Spirit. Open my heart, enlighten my mind. Direct me, O God, and God forbid that I preach one word today that is not of the Lord, led by the Spirit, ordered of God. God forbid that I wrongly divide the word. Help me to rightly divide thy word in Jesus' precious name, we pray. Looking to him, trusting him, believing him for the victory. He's worthy. Amen. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 21 and verses 21 and 22, for then shall be great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world, to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there shall be no flesh saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Now that's Matthew 24, 21, and 22. There are many, many other places in the Bible that speak of the great tribulation, the time of Jacob's trouble, the hour of temptation that shall come upon the whole world. But I feel that those verses are sufficient for all who desire to know the truth and who believe the Bible. Today, I want to point out the purpose of the tribulation, the purpose of the tribulation. Now, we've discussed the fact there will be great tribulation, such as has never been, such as will never be again after that time. This is in the future. It has never occurred. It is not now occurring. It will occur in the future after the rapture. And then after this tribulation, there will never be another time like it. I could give you many scriptures, but I will not take the time to do it. I could give you many that prove beyond any shadow of doubt that there will be a time upon this earth when men will suffer and beg God to let them die, and they can't die. Now, God's purpose in the tribulation is to bring the nation of Israel, a multitude of the Israelites, to God. And this group will enter the millennial kingdom right here upon this earth. And Jesus will sit on the throne and reign, and we will reign with him, the bride, the church. And we will inhabit, that is, the people will inhabit the earth, and we will reign over people who inhabit this earth. And I know what some of you are saying. How can spiritual beings reign over people in their natural bodies? I say again today, you let God handle his part. You believe the word, get saved, and win souls, and don't worry about God's part. Just let him handle it. He's very capable. And we won't bother about that. It can be, it has been in the past, and it will be in the future. You remember when Abraham sat in his door and two men came and talked with him? You remember when Lot was in Sodom and two men came from heaven and talked to him? You remember when the disciples were gazing that two men stood by them in white apparel? Do you remember on the Mount of Transfiguration when Jesus was there and Moses and Elijah appeared? And Peter, James, and John were there with Jesus. You remember that? Now, don't worry about God's part. Just leave it to God. He'll take care of that. The thing that I'm saying today, God's purpose for Israel in the tribulation is to bring about the conversion of a multitude of the Jews that they may be ready to enter the millennial kingdom. Now, there's another purpose, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. But I want you to turn, if you will, to the 11th chapter of Romans, and I'd like to read just a couple of verses. We could spend the rest of the broadcast here, but we will not. In Romans 11:1, I say, hath God cast away his people? God forbid, for I am an Israelite. Now, Paul did not say, has God cast away the church or the born again, but his people. Now, in the Old Testament, God chose Israel. Not because they were a great nation, because they were the smallest of people. God chose them, and God elected them. That is, they are the elect nation. They are the chosen people, the apple of God's eye. It never has been changed, and it won't be changed. Now, I know that unbelieving Israelites and rebellious Israelites will enter the same lake of fire that unbelieving and rebellious Gentiles will enter. Born again, Jews, Israelites, Gentiles, black men, white men, all men who are born again in this dispensation will enter heaven, that is paradise, and the city of God. But the nation of Israel is an elect nation. Not all of the people are of God, as we read on many occasions in the Old Testament and also in the New. There is an elect, a spiritual Israel. Now, God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Don't you know, he said, the scripture said, what he said to Elijah, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they've killed thy prophets, dig down thine altars, and I'm left alone. They seek my life. Now that's Elijah. He's out there hiding, and they say, he said to God, he said, God, they've torn down your altars. They've forsaken you. And he said, I'm the only fellow left. But what saith the answer of God unto him? That is, what did God say to Elijah? He said, I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time also there is a remnant. Now, Paul said, in Elijah's day there were 7,000 who had not bowed their knee to Baal. Now, he said, in this present hour, right now, as Paul spoke and penned down these words, he said there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Now, God's grace has been since God, and God had no beginning. But this is the age of grace, when God is dealing with all who will believe in grace. The Old Testament economy, we had the period of innocence, conscience, and human government, law, and so forth. Now, this is grace. So there is a remnant. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for. See? They have not yet attained what they seek for. Now, the tribulation period is a schooling period. A schooling period. What do I mean by that? I mean that God is preparing the remnant. He is getting ready a group to enter the millennium and to enjoy the blessings of Father Abraham, promised to Abraham, promised to the nation, blessings they never did enjoy but will. All right. Now then, read on. According as it is written, well, let me finish that verse. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. Now, the whole nation of Israel, that is, let me change the statement, let me make it this way. When God returns to, not now, not the rapture, but when God returns and stands on the Mount of Olives, and they see him, and they see the scars in his hands, and they ask him, where did you get those scars? And he tells them, in the house of my friends. Then it is they'll know him and recognize him, and a nation will be born in a day. Now, that is the spiritual Israel. Now, it's just like the church. You know as well as I know that all church members are not born again. And every member of the nation, the 12 tribes, will not receive Jehovah, not every person, but the nation will. The nation will. Now, let's read on. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they see not, ears that they should not hear, until this day, Paul said, this very day. And David saith, let their table be made a snare and a trap, a stumbling block, a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see. Bow down their back always. I say then, have they stumbled, that they should fall? God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world and the diminishing of them, the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? Now, beloved, can't you see? Listen, now come on and let's reason. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Come now and let us reason together. You've heard on the radio, you've read in books that God has taken the promises to Abraham, the unfulfilled promises, and he's given them to the church. And you've heard that the blessings of Israel have been transferred to the church. Now listen, how much more their fullness? They've never come into their fullness. They have never come into their blessing, but they will. This was pinned down A.D. 60, that is somewhere around, well, let's say between, let's say in the first century of Christianity. These words were pinned down before the end of the first century of Christianity, sometime around 60 A.D., no doubt, according to scholars who've studied and searched. Now, since that time, you know as well as I know that the children of Abraham, and I'm talking about from the flesh, not from the spirit, the Jews and the people. Where are the 10 tribes? I don't know. You don't know. No one else knows. No one knows where the 10 tribes are. But God Almighty knows. And when God gets ready for them, he can handle his part of it. Don't you worry about that. Don't you try to find the 10 tribes. You try to find that neighbor of yours for Jesus, yeah? Stop looking for the 10 tribes. Stop searching for the 10 tribes and try to get 10 souls saved during your Christian life. You'll do a lot more good. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying God has not forgotten one promise that he made to Abraham. He will fulfill every promise, and the church is not the recipient of the promises, and the English-speaking people are not the lost 10 tribes. And don't you let anybody tell you that God has forgotten the Jew and the Israelites and that they are no longer the elect nation of God. Now, don't let anybody tell you that because that's not right. Now, listen to this. I speak to you Gentiles inasmuch as I am a false Gentile. This is Romans 11:13. For if by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? Now, they've never been. There is a remnant in the state of Israel today. But the mass is still outside of the nation. Now, listen to this verse, and I must hurry. Verse 25. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery. I don't want you to be ignorant concerning Israel, Paul said. Lest ye should be wise in your own conceits. Blindness in part is happened to Israel until blindness in part, not the entire nation, not every one of the Israelites, but blindness in part until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Now, that is, of course, at the very consummation of the tribulation and so forth. You remember we read in Revelation that the Gentiles for three and a half years they will trample down the people of God there. That is the people, that is the nation. Let me get it straight so that you'll understand. You'll read it in Revelation 11. Read the first few verses and you'll get it. I'm trying to hurry and I shouldn't try to hurry. Now there is a remnant. I stated a moment ago in Elijah's time, there were 7,000. 1 Kings 19:18. In Isaiah's time, a very small remnant, less than 7,000. Isaiah 1:9. And during the time of Ezekiel, we know that Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Esther, and Mordecai were God-fearing Jews. And then at the end of the 70 years of Babylonian captivity, a remnant returned under Ezra and Nehemiah. We know that, a remnant. And of course, when Jesus came, Simeon, Anna, and some that looked for the redemption in Jerusalem. Read Luke 2:38. And today, my friend, there is a remnant. And after the rapture occurs, there will be 144,000 sealed. 12,000 out of every, that is 12,000 out of each of the tribes, all 12 tribes, making a total of 144,000. And the tribulation period will be a time of schooling, a time of preparing, a time of preparation for these dear people to enter the millennium and enjoy the blessings that God promised Abraham. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and the terrible day of the Lord. That was not the birth of the baby, Jesus, and that is not the rapture of the church. That is the time of great tribulation, the day of the Lord. He shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers. That's in Malachi 4, verses 5 and 6. Now, I wanted to finish this, but I don't know whether I will or not. I can't afford to leave out anything here because it's important. Now, the second great purpose of the tribulation period is to judge the earth and prepare the earth, this earth right here, this planet. God created the earth. God created it for himself. God created it for his people. The earth is Lord's. Doesn't belong to the devil. The devil's in control. The devil is the god of this age. He's the prince of the power of the air. But one day God will take over the earth. And the great tribulation will be used. And the purpose, the second purpose, the first is to prepare Israel. The second, to prepare the earth, to pour out judgment upon the unbelieving nations, the ungodly Gentiles. And I'll have to talk about that on the next broadcast. So I want you to be with us. There will be a time of tribulation such as has never been, and it never will be repeated. Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. If you're born again, you don't have a thing to worry about. If you're not born again, you don't have a thing to rejoice about. You may be a multimillionaire. You may be in who's who of the world. You may be the most outstanding citizen in your town, your country. If you're not born again, you don't have a thing to rejoice about. Because if Jesus comes today, you'll be left. And if you die today, you'll open your eyes in hell. I beg you to give your heart to Jesus. Trust him right now. Father, in Jesus' name, through Jesus' blood, save all who are under conviction, especially that soul that's nearest hell. For Christ's sake, amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again, and before we close today, I want to remind you about our Gift Offer W. Now, Gift Offer W contains a book of sermons by Dr. Green, as well as three compact discs, all containing sermons preached by Dr. Green, two of them to a live audience. Now, all of this is available to you if you simply ask for Gift Offer W or the Salvation Offer, because that's primarily what these sermons are all about, salvation. So just ask for the Salvation Offer or Offer W and enclose your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $20 or more. Please send more if you can. Your gifts are needed day in and day out. But if you can send a donation of at least $20 and ask for Gift Offer W, I'm going to send you first a book by Dr. Green entitled Believe and Be Saved. 366 pages long. It is a hardback book containing 14 different chapters and sermons. Now, the introduction begins with John 20, 30 and 31, and then Dr. Green goes on to say, John's Gospel is the most unique book in the Bible. There are many singular things about it, entirely too many to point out all of them here. It is often referred to as the Salvation Gospel, and it's the only book in the Bible which is written primarily to the unsaved. As the scripture in our text points out, the way of salvation is made clear in the Gospel of John, much clearer than in any other of the 66 books of the Bible. So a great introduction to this book, Believe and Be Saved. Then we have a sermon by Dr. Green on compact disc that he preached in the big green tent entitled People Tagged for Hell. Who are they? And they need salvation. People Tagged for Hell. The sermon's about an hour long, a wonderful way to hear Dr. Green preach to a live audience. Then we have a CD of classic radio messages. Now, there are two messages on this CD. One, Are You Saved? Then, Seven Bible Knots, N-O-T-S, Knots. A great, great CD. Finally, a sermon by Dr. Green on salvation. A CD, he preached this at the Tabernacle Baptist Church. It doesn't quite end because the tape ran out, but a very, very wonderful message. So, to get all three CDs and the book by Dr. Green, just ask for gift offer W and send your donation of at least $20. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.